following message is from New Life Gillette series At the Movies. This week, Pastor Mike presents part two of this series.
Let me say welcome to those of you who are watching online, to the guys over at the prison, and to those of you who are here in the room. Week two of At the Movies is a good one. It's a movie that I'm not going to necessarily recommend to you. In fact, I'm going to try to ruin it so you don't go watch it because it's a little rough, but it's good because of this. It helps us to see the value of choosing wisely when we face forks in the roads of our lives. See, everybody in here at some point in their lives, those people that just got baptized at some point in their lives realized, I can go this way and it's the right way, the good way, or I can go this way and it's going to be the easy way, the way that I've usually gone, the way that the people around me usually go. I know I should go here, but I'd really like to go here. It is these decision moments in our lives that define us, that change everything. Because the reality is, at the end of our lives, we will not be proud of going this way. At the end of our lives, we will be proud at each time we decided we were going to take the narrow road, the road that other people were not willing to take. So the movie we're going to watch today is the story of a guy who gets out of prison, and he has a decision to make. Is he going to go back into the life that he was living that got him into prison in the first place, or is he going to do something that's uncomfortable, make a hard decision, and go in the other direction? Watch this.
Where are the signatures?
I've been looking, trust me.
I'm not paid to trust you. Do you want to go back to prison?
I didn't belong in prison.
You need to prove you're looking for work.
I am. It's just that the leads that the computer keeps choosing for me, they not for me. The computer don't know me. You don't know me.
Well, I know you, Mr. Scott, and you need three signatures by tomorrow or you can tell it to the judge.
What does great customer service mean to you?
Doing the right thing, I don't know.
Tell me about a time when you worked hard to solve a problem.
This morning, getting up.
Do you even want to work here?
I just need a signature.
Don't give up.
Like this?
Yeah, that should do it.
Why is my cook and her husband doing this?
Because you fired David. But we have some great resumes for Life Auxiliaries, and we're gonna find you someone. Someone you like.
I have an interview with a Mr. Lacoste.
Same.
The first elevator. I'll send it up for you.
Wait, this thing going up? You have a cleaning gig?
Life Auxiliary.
Life what?
Auxiliary.
That's what they're calling it now? White people got a name for everything. Penthouse. Just an apartment.
Are you asking me to move over?
Except I'm not asking. Let's move, man. Ain't this gig supposed to be for the whole building?
No, just for him, Mr. Lacoste.
But you gotta put on your Sunday clothes just to push his broom.
So, what would you like to tell us?
I take my relationship with my clients very personally. And seriously, I mean, and professionally as well, of course.
I don't hear disability. I hear disability.
Let me be your hands and your arms and your legs. Allow the space where you begin and I end to be both infinite and infinitesimal.
I love that. You... All right.
Your book changed me. So I figured even if I don't get the position, I could get an autograph.
How would you get an autograph?
It's sort of an interesting thought. The chair is a metaphor for energy.
The way I look at it, it's not what's been taken from you. It's what you've been given.
I was with my previous client for 18 years, so can't get rid of me.
Well, I have kids of my own, so washing, check, feeding, check. Spills and accidents, check, check.
I was a sociology major.
Never go get my kid, man.
You can't always tell by looking at someone what's wrong with them.
Well, tell me more about the previous. Excuse me, what are you doing?
Oh, relax, it's not a holdup.
You need to wait your turn.
All I need is a John Hancock. Ain't gonna take you but a second, lady.
Are you delivering something?
Yeah, employment papers. I just gotta have somebody sign it. It's gotta be like a manager or the owner. Is that you? Nah, it ain't you. Is that you, boss?
Yes.
Fantastic, man. Just sign this for me, please.
How would I sign it?
I don't know. Slowly? Wait, don't your arms work?
They don't.
Hey, what about you, sweetie?
Why do you need a signature?
I don't need a signature. My PO needs a signature. As a matter of fact, you should put your number down here just in case you want to phone or check in. That way it looked like I did what I said I was going to do. And if she asked, just say an extremely attractive candidate came in here, but y'all weren't looking for a supermodel.
I'm sorry, who might phone?
My PO.
PO?
His parole officer.
What's that look about? Don't judge me. I ain't judged you.
Will you excuse us for a moment, please?
Thank you.
I gotta get to my kid, man.
Why don't you have a seat?
No, I'm good.
So you need a signature, you don't need a job?
I need both.
Well, then have a seat. Please. Have you ever done this kind of work before?
I've done every kind of work that you can do with a record.
What were you in for?
You're not allowed to ask me that question in an interview.
Says
the Constitution. As a matter of fact, now that you ask me that question, you gotta offer me the job.
Okay. Okay. I'm offering you the position.
What? Philip, what are you doing?
I'm offering him the position. So?
I want to be your janitor, man.
Janitor? No, we're hiring a life auxiliary.
What is that?
He doesn't even know what he's applying for, Philip.
I need assistance. My arms don't work, as you so astutely noted, nor do my legs. I can only move my neck.
You can move your mouth.
As can you.
So what's that mean? I gotta carry you around or something?
You'd have to transfer me to the chair, to my bed, to the car. There would be some travel if that interests you.
It don't. Travel enough as it is. Took me an hour just to get here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Look, I think your plantation is bananas, but unfortunately I don't want to be nobody's servant. So how about you just sign my paperwork? And I think about your offer, okay?
Well, we can't sign papers saying that you're looking for work if you're going to turn down the work I offered.
All right, I know you can't, but how about your boo?
My boo? Yvonne is not my boo.
No.
Are you Yvonne? Are you my boo?
No, I'm not your boo.
All right, so listen, why don't you take the night and think it over? Come back tomorrow morning, ready for work, or we'll sign the papers. I won't show you up.
Yeah. Don't you get up.
This week's movie is called The Upside, and I am not recommending that you watch this movie. It's a true story, and sometimes true stories can get rough and even immoral. That is definitely the case with this story. But to be honest, if they made a movie about my life, it wouldn't exactly be clean. They made a movie about Jesus' life, and it was R-rated. So again, I'm not recommending this movie, but the story itself is powerful. We can learn from it. And we can learn that there are times in our lives that we get a chance to turn from our old ways, to a new life. Most of our success in life will be determined by our response to those opportunities to a new life. For you, it may be that you know that you need to stop a habit, drop an addiction, or change a routine. But you like the comfort that those things provide, right? You know that you should quit the job to start a business. You know that you should cancel the subscription or sell the truck, ask her out. But change is scary. It means you're going to have to step out and do something that you wouldn't normally do. And it's going to be hard. When you are faced with the choice to change or keep doing what you've always done, sometimes it's necessary to do what you need to do even when you don't feel like doing it. And the hope is that eventually you like the change. Maybe you know you need to start exercising, and at first you hate it. But as you get in shape, it's not so bad. Maybe you'll even start to like exercising. Or you know you need to start talking more kindly to your wife, but you don't really feel like it. But when you finally do it, you realize life is better when you're not arguing all the time. Eventually, you decide to fight for your marriage and not fight in your marriage, and love each other, even though you don't always feel love for each other. And if you keep it up, eventually you may even feel that love again. So what opportunity for growth is there in your life?
Need a place to stay, yo?
Nah, I'm good.
You should get back in the game, man. I could use you. Easy money.
Nah, man. It's never easy.
Good morning, Mr. Scott.
Ain't it?
I can sign your paperwork.
There's no need. I'm gonna take the gig.
Wouldn't it be better if I just signed your papers? You are not qualified for this position. You have never done it before.
Look, does he want me or not?
Yes, he does.
All right, so good. How much does it pay? Isn't that a month?
Per week.
All right, well, I can live with that. If you throw in a Metro card. Unlimited.
A Metro card?
I gotta get here, don't I?
Mr. Scott, this is a live-in position.
There once was a man named Zacchaeus who had decided that he wanted something in his life to change. Zacchaeus heard about a man named Jesus who claimed to be God, and that Jesus was offering a new kind of life. It happened like this. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. Zacchaeus was wealthy because he stole everyone's money. Back then, tax collecting was a very lucrative business because you could pretty much force anyone to pay you anything you wanted. But Zacchaeus was tired of his life, and he was curious about Jesus. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So here's the fork in the road. Before, Zacchaeus was curious about Jesus, but now he has seen Jesus. He has to decide if he's going to follow him or not. That's the same choice that we're all given. Eventually, we will have to decide if we will follow Jesus or ignore him.
If Zacchaeus chose to follow Jesus, it probably meant that he would be ridiculed by his fellow tax collectors and by his boss. He knew that following Jesus would be a sacrifice, but thankfully, Zacchaeus chose to follow Jesus. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. And when you learn how irresistible Jesus was, it's not a big surprise that Zacchaeus would follow him. But what's surprising is that people got mad at Jesus for showing Zacchaeus how to make his life better and how to be better at life. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Instead of being happy that Jesus had gotten through to a man who was stealing all their money, they judged Jesus for loving a sinner. But they were all about to see what would happen when people choose to follow Jesus. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Zacchaeus faced a decision. He could do the hard thing and follow Jesus, or he could keep living in luxury. He picked the lifestyle that was foreign to him, and that made all the difference.
You as rich as Jay-Z?
No. Richer.
Jeez.
Money doesn't buy you everything.
Hey, look like it does to me. Nice and dormant now, baby. I'm Dell.
Maggie, the PT.
More like the PYT. Your wife okay with Victoria's Secret dressing?
I'm not married.
You got a wrinkle.
My wife died.
Shall we get started?
Do you know about the DNR?
DN what?
DNR, do not resuscitate. It's something you'll have to agree to as my carer. Do you understand what that means?
Like I don't have to get you mouth to mouth if you're choking on your kumquat?
No extraordinary measures if I stop breathing. Nothing.
I'm good with nothing, man. So you don't want to be here no more, is that it? Wait, is that why you hired me instead of those other guys? Because you thought that I would DNR?
I'll take my lunch in my room. Tell Charlotte.
Alexa, stop!
Hey.
What?
I'll get the shower ready.
I want that on.
No, man. Look, I get you trying to block out the world, but can you at least do it to better music?
Have you ever listened to opera?
Yeah, opera's really big in prison. You could hardly get a seat on opera night. Why can't we listen to Aretha? Hmm? You want to feed your soul? Then listen to its queen. Think about it. Yeah. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think. It's amazing, ain't it? I sound just like her.
Yeah. When I close my eyes, which I needed to, it's uncanny. It's like identity theft.
There will come a time in your life when you will realize that the things the world tells us are valuable just aren't worth living for. Zacchaeus had money. He had most of what people in the world want so much. But Zacchaeus realized that all of the money in the world wouldn't fulfill him. He wanted something more, and he finally found someone who could offer it to him. He found someone who could offer him peace and hope and purpose. Money doesn't give us any of that. So what was Zacchaeus going to have to do to get what he actually wanted? He was going to have to get past his pride. It took some humility to climb that tree because he was too short to see Jesus. Dell had to get past his pride by applying for the job that he thought was beneath him and taking a job that was completely out of his comfort zone in a culture that was totally foreign and different than anything he was used to. When you decide to follow Jesus, you may realize that some of the people in your life will look down on you. Some people will think you're weak, a delusional Jesus freak. But I bet the people who will think those things about you will be people who live pretty miserable lives. They may act like they have it all together, but if you could see inside their heart, you would see that they feel a deep sense of meaninglessness. They are desperate for hope and purpose. So if you want to have a life that is full of hope and purpose, get past your pride and follow Jesus. I promise he'll make your life better, and he'll make you better at life.
Where have you been?
I had to run an error.
Strike three.
What? Come on, no, that was a foul tip.
Which I caught. So, now you're out.
Okay, Yvonne, please. I'm serious, man. Like, don't do this, okay? I had to go take my check down to my ex. I didn't have time to come back.
Who said you could take the car?
I did.
Okay.
Thanks. Philip! Tell me what to do. What do you want me to do? Is it air? Is it air? Hold on. Here, breathe. Breathe. What? So you not gonna breathe? Huh? Pete! Ain't nothing extraordinary about breathing, man. Hey, you damn well I need this gig. So you take a deep breath, or I am gonna give you mouth to mouth.
We all have crisis moments in life. They're the moments that change us. They show us what is really important in our lives. Most of the people in this room started going to church because of a crisis moment in their lives. When really bad things happen, we realize that the world really doesn't have anything to help us. They can't really do anything about the really deep pains. So what do? We go to church looking for answers, and then something really awesome happens. We find that we came to the right place. You discovered that Jesus can make your life better and that Jesus can make you better at life. Others of us came to church searching for a place to worship. But what we ended up finding was a God who is worth worshiping. We came to church searching for a place to worship, but we found a God worth worshiping. And that decision, for many of us, has made all the difference. We decided to take the annoying, unpopular step of waking up early on Sunday mornings to sit in rows to hear a boring preacher talk. But guess what? You heard or saw something that made you come back. You did something hard, and it made you a better person. When we choose to take the hard road, we could actually end up developing a relationship that will make us entirely new people. In our case, it could mean developing a relationship with God Himself. In Dell and Philip's case, it meant developing a lifelong friendship.
Playlist, Phil's Jam.
No, come on, P. No, I'm serious, man. I'm not in the mood.
Give it a moment.
I'm not in the mood.
Give it a moment.
Wait, who's this?
That's the queen.
My queen? That's Aretha?
Mm-hmm. She filled it for Pavarotti once at the Grammys.
queen make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
You must be Philip.
Yes.
You ready?
Ready? What did you do?
You Del?
No.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that, man. But you trying to kill me?
Come on.
You trying to kill me. I'm not doing that, P. No. Batman. Yeah, hey, man, I'm not gonna do it.
We got this.
No, we don't.
Keep running, Del. Keep running, Del. Run, Del. Run, Del. Run. Keep running, Del. Come on, Del. Oh! Yo, control it, man. And control it. His name is none shall know. Del. Just relax. I am relaxed. This is me being relaxed.
How you doing? Yo, it's amazing, man.
Oh, Prince, then
I can't believe I'm flying.
My kisses break the silence. Yeah.
Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. I mean, Zacchaeus was a bigwig. He was important. He had lower level tax collectors that worked under him, and he was just the big boss. But Zacchaeus was tired of that life. He had all the money. That didn't do it for him. He needed something more, so he humbles himself. So he climbs a tree. He looks like a fool because he saw that he needed something different. I know that there are people in this room who are recognizing that they need something different in their lives. That just doing everything, the same thing everybody else does, and keep walking down that same road just isn't cutting it. Because the reality is, you have to come to the conclusion, what happens after this life? You need an answer for that question. When you get to the end of this life, you are going to wonder what happens after this life. And if you don't have an answer to that question, you're going to regret it. At some point, you're going to have to ask the question, what is my purpose? Like, am I just here by accident, or was I created for a purpose? When you're all alone and there's nobody around and you need somebody to go to, who can you go to? When you have the big questions in life, who do you go to? These are the questions that we need to answer, but it's so easy to just go through our lives and ignore those questions because usually to answer them, we have to humble ourselves. And so there's some people in this room who are sitting here thinking, you know, I woke up early to come here, Mike. I was planning on sleeping in, but they said popcorn, so I came for popcorn, and then I don't care about this stuff. I just want to get out of here. I'm thinking about lunch. And every once in a while, we just got to take a step back and think, maybe there is something more important than just the day-to-day, I got to make enough money to eat and feed my kids stuff. I need something more. And if you are having those thoughts, that's because the Holy Spirit, God Himself, is speaking to you. Please don't ignore Him. Please recognize that there are bigger questions in this life than just what am I going to eat for lunch? And for some of us, this is easier, like for kids. Darcy just texted me and said there's 248 kids right below us right now. That's a lot of kids. And for kids, that's kind of easy. It's not as hard for them to humble themselves. And you know what? I need some instruction. I need some help. I need to trust somebody. I need something bigger than me. Kids can do this. And so they'll make the commitment. But a lot of times, people get through their childhood without making that commitment. Or maybe they did make the commitment. They ran away from it at some point in their lives. And then get to a seat like this. And they realize it's going to take a lot more courage to make the decision now. To change things now, like I've gotten into a routine. I'm fine. I'm okay, Mike. I don't have time for this. And you're about to dismiss us all and the lights are going to come up and I don't want to feel emotional when the lights come up because I'm going to have to turn to talk to the person next to me and we're going to be walking out of here and moving on and this stuff, I don't have time for it. But you do. You can't afford to not have time for it. This is the answer that you need. This is a decision that you need to make. Stop going in the same direction that everybody else goes and take the narrow path and recognize that you need God. If you're ready to make that commitment, you were handed a card when you came in today. Would you please let us know that you're making a commitment to follow Christ? Would you please tell us that you, because we're going to send you some information this week in the mail about some next steps that you can take, because following Christ is not a one-time decision, it's a journey. So if you're ready to start that journey, let us know. There'll be some people up here after the service who'd pray with you about it if you'd like to do that, or we can call you on the phone or whatever you want to happen, but you need to do whatever you need to do to take that narrow path and to walk that journey you need to walk. God, today I thank you for how your Holy Spirit is working in ways that I could not hear today, that your Holy Spirit is speaking to me and to people, and I pray that you will give them the courage to listen, to take a moment and contemplate what it would look like for them to give their lives to you. We thank you that you sent your Son to die on the cross to give us a way to you. Don't let us reject that gift. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Gillette. For more information, visit us on the web at www.newlifegillette.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always remember, Jesus loves you very much, and He died to give you new life.